The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Sechus Moed Koton Daf Yud. The Mishnah says, Ma'amidim Tonu V'Chirayim B'Moed. You're allowed to install an oven or a Chirayim V'Rechayim B'Moed, or a millstone on Chol HaMoed. As we know, one's not allowed to do any malach on Chol HaMoed unless it's required for the Chol HaMoed of a Yom Tov itself. Here, the Mishnah says that an oven or stove or millstone which are used for the preparation of food, one is allowed to set up and install or even create on Chol HaMoed. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simon Tov Kuf Mem Siv Zayin. Tana V'Kirayim, an oven or a stove which is going to be ready for Chol HaMoed, one may make on Chol HaMoed. In other words, in those days they were made of clay, and therefore it took a time to dry after one had created the oven. If it wouldn't be dry until after Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do it, because you won't be able to use it for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov. But if it's going to be ready by Chol HaMoed or by Yom Tov itself, then one is allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Siv Katan Yud Ches points out that in such a case, afilu ma'aser umen one is allowed to do. Malachas which one does on Chol HaMoed, one does with a ma'aser hedyot in an unprofessional manner. One is not allowed to do a ma'aser umen, a professional job, on Chol HaMoed. However, for oichel nefesh, one may do, for making food for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov, one may do it malacha even in a way which requires a ma'aser umen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Ramban and the other Mefarshim, that not only when it comes to food itself is one allowed to prepare the food using a ma'aser umen, a malacha in a professional manner, but even when it comes to creating machshirei oichel nefesh, when making or installing the things which are required to make the food, they can also be made or installed in a professional manner with a ma'aser umen. And therefore, the utensils which need to be created or which need to be fixed in order to prepare food with them may be done so on Chol HaMoed, even with a ma'aser umen, even with in a professional manner. However, there is one difference between malachos which are actually involving the preparation of the food, the oichel nefesh itself, and malachos involve those preparing the machshirei oichel nefesh, preparing the utensils which will be used to prepare the food. And that is that if you have a chance before Yom Tov to do it, if it's talking about the preparation of the food, you're not mechuyav to do it before Yom Tov. Even if you could have done it before Yom Tov, you can push it off to Chol HaMoed, and then you can do a malach or ma'aser umen to prepare the food. However, to prepare the machshirei oichel nefesh, to prepare the utensils which will be used to make the food on Chol HaMoed, if you could have done it before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to push it off till Chol HaMoed. Only if you find yourself in a situation where you need the utensil now and you weren't aware of this before Yom Tov, such as if your utensil breaks, or a knife breaks, for example, which is the example that Shulchan Aruch gives in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Siv Ches, Sakit Shenishba B'Moed Mutar La'aser Acheres. A knife which broke on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make a new one, even with a ma'aser umen. Or you can sharpen a knife with a ma'aser umen on Chol HaMoed if it requires it. In other words, if it had been used over Yom Tov and now requires sharpening, which you couldn't possibly have done before Yom Tov, because it only occurs now, the need for it, those are the types of things you're allowed to do, even with a ma'aser umen. But if you could have done it before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to push it off to Chol HaMoed, since it only involves the creation of the machshirei oichel nefesh, and not the oichel nefesh itself. But apart from that, it has the same malachos as malachos which are performed for oichel nefesh on Chol HaMoed, and therefore to create machshirei oichel nefesh as well, it's also permitted to employ ma'aser umen, a professional job. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Siv Katan Tes adds that if one builds or constructs, one wants to build or construct an oven on Chol HaMoed, not to bake or to cook, but to warm the house. In those days, the central heating system was basically a type of oven which was installed inside the house or inside one of the rooms and stoked with fire, and that would provide warmth for the room or for the house. If it's cold on Chol HaMoed and one wants to install an oven, certain Nogan Avram at first, well, if this oven can also be used to cook and to bake, then one may do this on Chol HaMoed. But then he adds that even if you can't bake or cook with this oven, it's being installed for central heating. Nonetheless, nearly gum came to Shori, it would appear to me that this is permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. Adds the Mishnah Berurah there, so you've got new tests. Not only is it permitted to do it on Chol HaMoed, with a Maaseh Hedyot, but one is even allowed to do it with a Maaseh Umma. Mr. Shar Tzion adds in, and you've got in Tezayin, V'shem Shulchan Atzei Shittim. This Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim says, well, not only is it permitted to build an oven for central heating with a Maaseh Hedyot, but you can even use a Maaseh Umma for this. And he says, Kidin Shu Tzorich L'Guf Ha'odom. Since it's required for the guf, for the body of a person, in other words, he seems to imply that that's like oichol nefesh, and just like for oichol nefesh, or even machshiri oichol nefesh, you can use a maisa umen oichol hamayid if necessary. So too, for a central heating oven, you can also use even a maisa umen. And Sharab Tion there questions this. Ulanias daiti yesh la'ayin bazeh, he says, because we find that with a merchatz, with a bathhouse, and those shorabim, a public bathhouse which people use, we find that the Rosh is machmer and does not allow one to construct such a facility on Chol HaMoed. One is only allowed to use, according to the Rosh, a Maaseh Hedyot for such a thing, but not a Maaseh Umen, as is quoted by the Mogen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorchi Rabim Mutal Asos B'Chol HaMoed, you can do anything which the Rabim require on Chol HaMoed, could go in the Sakin Adrochim to fix the roads, or the Sakin Mikvos to build mikvahs on Chol HaMoed to repair them. This may be done because Tzorchi Rabim adds in the Ramad that the Tafka Tzorchi Rabim Eilu Shem Tzrichim L'Guf Adam, these are required for the guf of the person himself, but otherwise you're not allowed to do molochus for these types of facilities on Chol HaMoed. The Mogen Avraham there explains, but who are in the Sakin Merchatzos to repair a Merchatz, a bathhouse, it's Tzorech Gufa Odom. The Rosh Bar, says the Mogen Avraham, allows one even to use a Maaseh Umen, but the Rosh says you're not allowed to. You can only use a Maaseh Hedyot to repair a bathhouse, but not a Maaseh Umen, because there's not so much Tzorech HaMoed. If that's the case of the Shar Tzion, then when it comes to constructing or repairing a central heating oven as well on Chol HaMoed, even though it's a Tzorech Guf, we find by Merchatz the Tzorech Guf is not enough to allow a Maaseh Umen. You need a Tzorech Oichol Nefesh. So not only for preparation of food, but preparation of the utensils which prepare the food, you can use a Maaseh Umen. But the utensils which are used not to prepare the food, but just as a Hanor for the Guf of a person, that you will not be able to use a Maaseh Umen. Only a Maaseh Hedyot Lecher, according to the Rosh. Says the Shartin, maybe in the case of an oven it's different, because it's not so much a halacha of ochel nefesh, it's a halacha of choli. The Gemara says, "Hakol cholim eitzel atzino." When it comes to cold, everyone is considered a chole, an ill person, with regard to the concept of suffering from the cold. If people suffer from the cold, it's considered as though they are ill. And for a chayde, you're allowed to do a malocha on Chol HaMoed, even a maisa umen, says the Shar Tzion. Maybe that's the reason why we would allow someone to make a central heating system even with a maisa umen. But it wouldn't be enough to use the etz of tzorech haguf. We would need to come on to the concept of hakol cholim etzel tzino. So says the Mishnah Berurah and the Shar Tzion there. However, there is a kovetz called kol haTorah. And in issue number Mem Zayin, towards the end of the Sefer, Amud Tes Vav, there's various ha'orahs on the Sechus Moed Kotten. And there's a ha'orah there from Ephraim Nosson Rothschild, who learns in Colonel Polovich of Bnei Brak, who questions this Mishnah Berurah and this Bir Halacha. And he says that we do actually find elsewhere, in a number of places, that not only is Tzorech Echol Nefesh can one employ a Maaseh Umen HaKol HaMoed, but also the Tzorech HaGuf. One can in fact employ a Maaseh Umen. For example, in Hilchos in Shimon Tov Kuf Mem Vav Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Oysa Isha Kol Tachshiteh HaBamoed. A woman may arrange and perform all her Tachshitim, all her adornments, and as we'll see in a second, makeup on Chanamoy, Kercheles, Upekeses, Umaveres Serik Alpanel, she can use rouge, she can use eyeliner, Tefes Asmo Basidu Kayotaboy, she can do all types of makeup she can put on Chanamoy. Said the Biur Alocha there, quoting the Ritva, Shezer Tzerich HaGufu, this is Tzerich HaGuf, Ukein Oichol Nefesh, and it's like Oichol Nefesh, Ulafikoch Oisa Kedarko, Beloy Shinui, of a Tilcha Rabba. So the Ritva, since it's like Oichol Nefesh because it's Tzerich HaGuf, you're allowed to do it in a normal fashion without any Shinui, even if it requires a lot of Tilcha. So we see the Ritva, and Bir Aloch himself quotes the Ritva, as saying that not only Oichol Nefesh can you employ a Maisa Uman, but Tzerich HaGuf is also like Oichol Nefesh when it comes at least to putting on makeup. Another example, the Aloch is you're not allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. However, the Gemara says there, Mishnah, and the Gemara says there are certain people who are allowed to. Mishiyot's a base of Asurim, someone who came out of prison on Chol HaMoed, or came from a long journey across the Midbar, on Chol HaMoed is allowed to have a haircut. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Tzivan Tov Kuf Yamed Aleph, Tzif Daled, Eile Magalchim Bamoyed, Mishi Yotze Mi Beis HaShviya, Mishi Yotze Mi Beis HaSurim, Chayna Menudu Sheitir LeBeregel, etc., etc., the Mechina Bomim Dinas Hayam B'Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to have a haircut. Says the Biur Halacha there, in Tzif Daled. Da, the Eile Sheitir LeGalech, Hafilu Kedarku B'Loy Shinui. Those who are allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed are allowed to do it in a normal manner without a shinui. And it's implied so from the Mishnah, says the Biur Halacha. And you don't need to do any shinui. Ask the Biur Halacha himself, it's not Dovashal Ochel Nefesh, Lutzerich HaMoed. So how comes you're allowed to do it without any type of shinui? You can even do it in a normal professional manner. Says the Biur Halacha, a doichet that maybe it's called like a Dova Ovud because it couldn't be done before Yom Tov and it can only be done now, it's called Dova Ovud, it doesn't need a shinui. So the Biur Halacha, Badaim Tzarech Ian, it requires. It's still open kasha, says the Biur Halacha there. Says Rav Rothschild, Lecherish Nosei Shver. Have a look in the Ramban, which is the Makur for this Halacha, Mashma Mefurish, that even a Maisa Uman, one is allowed to cut one's hair. Those who are allowed to cut one's hair, their hair, are allowed to do even with a Maisa Uman. And the Ramban Mefurish says the reason why it's allowed to be done even with a Maisa Uman, because it's Choshet Tzorchi Arguf. So therefore we have at least two examples of Tzorich HaGuf, where in one case the Ritva and in the other case Ramban, both say that these types of Tzorich HaGuf are comparable to Ochel Nefesh, and therefore if necessary Ochel HaMoed can even employ a Maisa Uman. But if that's the case, then Lechera Huadin, it's very possible that central heating system, which is also a Tzorich HaGuf, one is allowed to use even a Maisa Uman to create or install or repair such a system on Ochel HaMoed. Although the Biur Halacha points out, the Shartian points out that by Merchatz it's forbidden to do it with a Maisa Uman on the Chol HaMoed, perhaps, says Rav Rothschild, we can mechalek and say, a Merchatz is only a Tesefes Hanor, it's not a Tzorich HaGuf, it doesn't affect the Guf directly. It's an extra Hanor that a person can have, that one is not allowed to employ a Maisa Uman for on Chol HaMoed. Because that's not called Tzorich HaGuf, it's an extra Hanor for the Guf, Tosefes Hanor. But someone who says the Tzorich HaGuf Mamish, like a haircut or like makeup, is permissible even with a Maisa Uman Chol HaMoed. And perhaps that's why the Shulchan Aruch Sheshitim holds that the central heating oven is also called Tzorich HaGuf, and therefore the reason why it's permitted is because it's Tzorich HaGuf, you can even use a Maisa Uman. There would be a Nafka Minna in this Indian as well, about why it's permitted to use the Maisa Uman. And that would be with regarding installing an air conditioning system, not a heating system to warm up the house in the event that it's freezing cold, but on the contrary, if it's boiling hot on Chol HaMoed, can one install or repair an air conditioning system on Chol HaMoed? Well, the Nitzan Keres, in Chut HaShoni, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, quotes the Shulchan Aruch Sheshitim are saying you're allowed to build a central heating oven even with a Maisa Uman. And he quotes the Mishnah Berurah as the reason why this is permitted, because Kol Cholim Eitzar Tzino. With regard to cold, everyone is considered a Cholim, and Mokol Cholim you're allowed to do it. So it's a Nisim Karelitz, in the Gemara in Chazal we find this concept that Kol Cholim Eitzar Tzino, but we don't find the concept of Kol Cholim Eitzar Choyim. that in a hot situation, when people want to be cool, everyone is considered a chole in that respect. We haven't found that concept in Chazal, and therefore, he says, even though we will be allowed to install a central heating system or repair it with a ma'aser omen on Chol HaMoed, we would not be allowed to install an air conditioning system on Chol HaMoed. So, similarly, the Moshe Feinstein, Yerodei Chelik Gimel Simon Mem Zayin, and Rabbi Yashiv in Kovish Tshuvos, Nechelik Alistim and Lava Beis, and in other Afroinim, also take on this concept that although our Kol Cholim Eitzel Atzino, we don't say our Kol Cholim Eitzel Achoim. They're talking about the Gavah Hilchot Shabbos by Mir La'akum. However, there are a number of Afroinim who say that we also say our Kol Cholim Eitzel Achoim, just like we find in Chazal, our Kol Cholim Eitzel Atzino. And the Chalkas Yaakov in Chalik Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Hei, and Minchas Yitzchok in Chalik Gimel Simon Kaf Gimel, and in Chalik Hei Simon Ayin Hei, and other Achroinim learn that also, and again, talking about Hilchos Shabbos, that Kol Chayim Eitzel Achoim as well. And in fact, there's actually a tshuva of the Leif Chaim of Reb Chaim Palaji, who was an earlier Achroin, in Chalik Beis Simon Samaches, who also seems to learn that we can say our Kol Chayim Eitzel Achoim. And the Chora, the reason why we don't find it in the Gemara is because normally there's nothing much you can do about it. In the times of Chazal, if a person was very cold, there was a way to avoid that, and that was to build a fire. So there was enough gemina, Kol Cholim Eitzel Atzino. But in the times of Chazal, if it was very hot, there wasn't much you can do about it. So it wasn't negea the question of Kol Cholim Eitzel Achoim, because there was nothing one could do about it anyway. But nowadays, when one can do something about it, it's possible that Chazal would agree that Kol Cholim Eitzel Achoim. These Achareinim are Matzayim to Tosus in Baba Basu, Daf Kuf Mem Dan Domed Beis, who quotes Rishalmi as saying that a person should be spared from the effects of extreme heat than the necessity to daven that he should be spared from the discomfort of cold. So you'd see in the Rishalmi the concept that a person's perhaps also chole eitzel achoim, perhaps even more than Chayde Eitzel Atzino. Rakhamanin is a machroikos achroinim, the Haimtik of Poskim, whether we can say our Kol Cholim Eitzel Achroim, just like we find our Kol Cholim Eitzel Atzino. So if the reason why it's permissible to install a central heating oven on Chol HaMoed, or to have it professionally repaired, is because our Kol Cholim Eitzel Atzino, then, with regard to an air conditioning system, we would possibly have a machroikos achroinim. If we say our Kol Cholim Eitzel Achroim or not, and if we don't say Kol Cholim Eitzel Achoim, then we don't have the heter of Choli, and we would not be able to professionally install an air conditioning system on Chol HaMoed. However, if we learn, like Rav Rothschild seems to understand, that there is another concept here, we don't have to come onto the concept of Choli. We come on the concept of Tzoyach HaGuf, which seems to be the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Shittim. The reason why you can install an oven for central heating on Chol HaMoed, even with a Ma'aser Omen, is not because of Choli, but because it's Tzorech HaGuf, and anything which is Tzorech HaGuf is like Tzorech HaOchel Nefesh. And therefore you're allowed to employ even a Ma'aser Omen. If that's the case, it's very possible that just like a heating system is considered Tzorech HaGuf, so too an air conditioning system will be considered as a Tzorech HaGuf, and according to that, it would in fact be permissible the Kol HaDeis to install a central air conditioning system on Chol HaMoed, because it's the Tzorech HaGuf is like Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you could even employ a Ma'aser Omen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.